Sofa Saturday. And by that, I mean there's yet another sofa sale on at DFS. Oh, really? When will that ever end? Meanwhile, over at PCRFM Towers, Libby, Misfit, and Martian Dan are getting ready for a night out on the tiles.
Oh, when's Dr. Strangelove gonna get here? He's very late. Oh, we're all ready and waiting. We're all toffed up to the nines. I'm wearing me tux. Miss Fitty's wearing a special red dress. Marsh and Dan's had a quick buffer up on his bonce.
Bleep, bleep. Silly twerp. Bleep.
And I can understand every insult you say.
That must be him. It's Dr. Strangelove.
Yes, it's me. Ta-da!
Oh, Dr. S, that's great. So glad you came.
Yes, we are all very genuinely excited. And no, I'm not putting my sarcasm voice on.
Is everybody ready to go somewhere really special?
Yes!
Yeah, you bet.
Bleep.
Fantastic! Then let's go.
What is this? The tip?
Yep. Like it?
Like it? Oh, of course I don't like it. It's a load of rubbish. I thought you were taking us somewhere really special.
And yes, so it be. This tip just happens to be called the really special tip. In fact, you could say it's the tip of the day.
Can I punch him?
No, Misfit. Form an orderly queue behind me and Marsh and Dan.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
So am I. Now you know perfectly well that violence isn't the answer to everything.
No, but it sure would be fun. Bleep.
Not so. Do not think that I bribed the tipmasters to lay on some top ridiculously expensive drinks and cold platter. Now that's no reason to punch somebody in the face now, is it? Look, we have champagne on ice. Caviar!
Oh, yes.
Cheers, everybody!
Cheers!
Come on, sit you all down.
Where? There is nowhere to sit, is there?
Yes, there is. How about that old sofa?
What sofa?
I do believe that Dr. Strangepoke is referring to that old lumpy thing with the springs that have sprung.
Boing!
Yes, exactly. Sit down. Ah, yes. Isn't this lovely? Just the four of us sitting, once in a moonlit junkyard, plenty of cheap bubbly plonk to quaff and stinky fish poo to gobble.
No, not really. Not really.
Oof! What's wrong now?
This sofa, it's uncomfy.
That sofa, ladies and gentlemen, is our godsend. With it, we're going to radically improve our lifestyle.
How?
Yeah, we've already got a sofa, and so have you.
Yes, I know. Just look at it. Look at it.
We are looking and sitting on it. It's disgusting and moth-eaten.
Oh, tish. What, with a little time, money and imagination, we can reupholster it, you know, make it spick and span, and turn it into a racing chair. Yes, it won't take me long. Voila! The racing chair!
Oh, that didn't take long. Is it safe?
Yeah, it'll be great.
It'll be ideal for nipping down the shops.
Now you're getting it. Only, I had much more in mind than the odd weekend shopping trip to Asda, Tesco or Lidl or whatever.
So, what did you have in mind?
Well...
The wonky races?
Oh no!
Bleep bleep.
Oh yes! Sorry I didn't tell you sooner, but I wanted it to be a surprise, which is why I blindfolded you, all three of you, again.
Yeah, but you didn't have to wait till we were at the starting line to tell us. You could have just told us.
I really want to punch him now.
Don't be so silly.
Silly is the word for it. We are going to win a race in a sofa.
Yes, and we are going to win it.
And just look at the other competitors. There's a man over there driving an orange. Oh, and another that looks like somebody's shed. Oh, look, there's a man in what looks like a racing car.
That is strange.
You know, it is strange. I recognise that driver from somewhere.
Hey, hello.
Oh, no, it's the E-Man.
Yes, hello, I'm the E-Man, and I go, E!
Yes, we know you are. We know you do. You're very annoying.
It looks like he's driving the E-mobile.
Don't worry, you guys. We'll beat the E-Man, sure enough. The sofa chair will win the wonky races 20...
Really?
Yeah, I know we're going to win because we're going to cheat.
Oh no, I really need a week. Can't I just go?
No, the wonky races is going to start any minute.
Hey, just look up there. See who's in the commentary box. It's Professor Happy Hat.
Oh yes, let's give him a wave. Hello, Professor H.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to this, the 49th annual Wonky Races. Just think, if you'd waited till next year, you could have been in the 50th. Shame. Anywho, my swishy swizz cuckoo clock is telling me that it's time to begin. So, without much further ado, let us begin. 3, 2, 1... And they're off. Good golly, what folly. Yes, it is the wonky races, okay? As Dr. Strangelove's sofa is having problems starting.
Oh, start, damn you!
And, oh yes, Martian Dan has just stepped out to wind it up with a big key in the back. I bet you didn't know it was a clockwork sofa. I wonder, is the orange clockwork as well? And, oh yes, now they're off too, without Martian Dan. Yes, they're leaving him behind. Martian Dan starts chasing after the sofa. And, oh yes, he uses his extendable arms to stretch out and grab the back of the sofa.
Bleep, bleep.
Meanwhile, the garden shed is in the lead, followed closely by the E-Man in the E-Mobile. And now the orange... Oh no, the orange has run out of juice.
Bombs away!
And oh my gosh, Dr. Strangelove and co are cheating! Yes, they're actually cheating with bombs! And the shed has been hit badly! Yes, the shed has shed its back wheels and it is careering all over the road and... Oh no! The shed crashes into the E-mobile! Oh no, everybody else! Including Dr. Strangelove's sofa, yes. Everybody is out of the race, ladies and gentlemen. The Wonky Races 2015 is over. Nobody wins. Oh, well, I guess that's so far so bad.